Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, June 5, 2017 at 3:02 p.m.
It's called the meeting to order. The Board of Commissioners, you everybody stand and say the pledge, please. We're going to wait for Billy B. to get in this position here. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review for all people in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes from May 22nd, and we have the approval of the payroll claims. And with the payroll claims, everything's in order, so consent agenda items, I need a motion, please. Motion by Tony?
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we got 2 minutes here before we can go into our new business on opening the award sealed bids for construction projects. So, a few people coming in here yet. What's that?
Are you?
Let me go to see.
We could go down that line yet. Because.
Oh, because I can't go see. That's part of that one.
Yeah, I'm closed session. They're not here yet. Yeah.
Hey, let's. I'm going to move on to miscellaneous real quick. Fred, why don't you get up and do your road report, if you don't mind? Can you do that? We'll keep the ball rolling here. Please. So we're going to go to miscellaneous with Fred Kellogg.
May 21st to June 3rd, 375 hours of total road maintenance. Project, which is on Lynch Avenue, 113 hours. Gravel hauled, 1,945 tons. Signs barricade, 2 hours. Road concerns, Blyberg, for grading.
Need some rain, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, it's like, I was just talking to somebody earlier today, there's not a happy mediocre anywhere. But, yeah, and I seen on the news, I was just telling Joan, since 1968, I think this is the first time we've had 5 days in the first month of June since 1968 that's been in the 90s. 78 is an average temperature, and we have no rain in sight. So, but yeah, that's, any questions for Fred? A little weather trivia there for you guys, 1968.
Where are you using the limestone at, Fred?
So we got some soft spots.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to we were trying to bridge it up with just regular rock and it wasn't working.
Oh, good.
And yeah. The contractor was hauling out of the down that way, so we had him haul us up 200 tons.
Nice. Does it seem to be working for what you want it to be? You won't know until after we get some rain.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay. We did help a bit rain.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, did you?
Do we have a water truck?
It's not on mine, I don't think.
Here it is.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Okay, we are at 3:05, so we're going to go into new business. We're going to open an award sealed bids for construction of a bridge project, Hubbard, southwest of Dakota County, Nebraska. The county reserves the right to waive informalities and irregular. I can't say that word right off the top of my head, whatever, to make the awards on the bids which furnish the materials and construction that will, in their opinion, serve the best interest of the county and also reserves the right to reject any and all bids.
Sir, I think it was advertised for 315 to open the bids.
Really?
It says the sealed proposal, Dakota County PO box, blah blah blah, until 3 p.m. on the fifth day. I don't see it. Well, it just says they got until 3 o'clock to get the bids in here to be read out loud.
I don't see anything on 315. Where did he see it?
Was it by JEO?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we changed
okay. it. Okay. I don't see it on your invitation to bid, but...
Well,
we can...
Does it matter if we go right now? It's 305, and that's the way the agenda reads. What's going on here today? Okay, if we're going to hold off for another 7-8 minutes.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, if that's the way it reads, but I just don't.
Like I said, I think I'd wait to 15. I'm gonna, that's the easy way to be right.
Sheriff Tiffany will be there.
All right, Sheriff, we're going to go back to miscellaneous.
So on average for the month of May in the jail, about 88 inmates on average, 7 feds, 0.35 juveniles, total 95. Calendar year, 96, we're averaging about federal inmates, about 8. And for the fiscal average is 104, so we're coming down the numbers a little bit. Fiscal for marshals, 117. For INS, 30,000, which is almost doubled since last year. And fiscal federal, of course, is 151,000. We put new line in here, if you see that. So I'm doing some contracts with other counties, and we brought in about almost $20,000 in the last couple months just from housing for other counties. So I don't know why we weren't doing that before, but we're getting more and more of them, actually.
Good.
So that's good. That'll make up for some of the revenue loss in there. And we've got room for them now. Also on the right in the May bookings, now that we've got the new JMS running, Mark is able to bring up these numbers. So where it says Dakota County and it has 40, those are actual 40 people that were booked in the month of May from Dakota County and so on. So 37 from other Nebraska counties, 26 from Sioux City, other Iowas, 11, and other states, 4. No homeless. So we did get back in within our budget. Thank heaven. Just right under the wire, so we should have maybe a couple cents, give or take, by the end of the month. But we got lucked out, and I think that's because of the medical. So now you start seeing where it says the average cost per day of $52.99 for the inmates, when in February it was up to 60s. I think that's the advanced medical is going to start bringing that down, so it's going to be a lot cheaper for us, and I think we're going to notice that, especially next year. So any questions?
Which counties are utilizing you?
Well, we got, I know Dixon, Burke County quite a bit, and Wayne County has brought a few. I'm working on Washington County. Washington County's housing over in Columbus and their new jail, but he's pretty picky about who he houses. And Mike Robinson and their jail captain was up last week when we went and had lunch, so... I'm thinking when we run down to Lincoln every week, I told him, we're going down to Lincoln every week, it seems. We're driving that bus back and forth.
Get a backhaul.
We can swing through and pick a few up because they're limited at how many they can hold. What'd you say?
Get a backhaul. The truck.
We got
going to deadhead back.
You've seen that old SRT van sitting out there. We've got about 30 people in that. But as far as the contract, Joan, it's both ways. It's not just loaded. It's both ways. With INS.
Love to see the county inmates numbers go down. Normally this time of year they shoot up.
Well, when we get into it here, they probably will a bit. I know we had that last overtime grant, and we didn't go up as much as we usually did. Of course, we had some dented vehicles from that particular deal, but not quite as many.
Yeah. But I think remember the last year we had the CFI guys working here. You know, and there was a huge.
Yeah.
Lord for the county.
Absolutely.
CF
industry.
Chippy.
Oh, yes.
CFI industry.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's looking better. I think that lost a few staff. We definitely have to replace one guy at least because we're combining jobs. So the lieutenant in the jail is now doing Kara, who left. She's doing what she did plus that job now. So we're working it pretty thin, but we'll get it.
Good report to
you. Yep. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go right on with Tiffany Hansen, the health director of the quarterly report, under miscellaneous.
So we had our board meeting in April, not a whole lot of crazy changes. We were 69% total expenditures for the year so far. We submitted third quarter BT reports, estimated at $11,000 in reimbursement. Jen's been working with Tyson to do some public health emergency protocols to make sure that they're ready in case there was to be an outbreak at the plant. She's also planning another volunteer meeting sometime in the next month. Immunization first quarter reports were submitted. 232 children were vaccinated with 710 vaccinations. 208 recalls were issued for 0 to 2 year olds, 428 for 11 to 13 year olds. We introduced the new meningitis B vaccination, Vaxzero, which is available for 16 and 18 year olds. West Nile, we started the news cycle at the end of the month, so we're going to be out with containers at all the ball fields with mosquito wipes and dunks for all the vets, as well as available in our office throughout the summer. Our minority health grant, we submitted seventh quarter reports. We're estimated at reimbursement around $15,000. We submitted our new 2017-2019 grant application for $180,000, which I found out on May 15th we got approval for. Radon grant, we ended with that. We just wrapped up. We handed out 71 tests. 90% were completed. Of the 90% completed, 70% were at 4 or above, which is the threshold for a meeting and mitigation system. Health Hub, we have distributed 54 FOBT kits, which is what is a screening for colorectal cancer, in the month of March. The goal is still 200, but Natasha doesn't anticipate we'll make that probably till the fall, so we're still going to keep plugging away at that. They've been participating in a variety of events throughout the quarter, the Multicultural Fair, Mercy Women's Night Out, Heartland Golf Scramble, as well as you'll see that some of the local businesses, Salvation Army, any local businesses, really, they're trying to kind of get as many of the community members to do their screenings, and we estimated our reimbursement for that was submitted for $8,000. Any questions?
Any questions, anyone? That's a lot of information.
It is a lot.
Thank you. Everything's going well, though, right?
Yep, everything's going well.
Okay, thank you.
Job well done.
Okay. We're going to just give me 30 seconds, probably. We're going to do it at 3:15, and then we're just going to go right and open up that bid.
Can I hand you the, I got
the tips for you. That's fine. How many bids do we have here today? Do anybody know?
Is this
the
bids?
5 or 6.
Is there?
How many?
5 or 6.
1, 2, 3, 5
here.
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah, right on.
Okay, the first bid I have is from Simon's Contractors on North Platte. I'll just read the groups 1 and 6 total together in the start date.
Yeah, first of all, tell me your name, all right?
I'm sorry. I'm Brian McDonald, J. Yokin.
Okay, Brian?
Yep. He has his bid bond in order.
Here with Olson's, you said?
With Jake Yoko.
Oh, right on. Just kidding.
Rough crowd today. Huh?
No, boy. You guys are going to make it rough on me. I got to give it back.
Okay. He has a total base bid, or total groups 1 and 6, of $439,440.00, 439,440.00, and he's got an October 15th start date.
When do you have our completion on this?
I think there was 60 days. I'll have to look in the contract. Right. So basically, their start date sets the completion date. The second bid I have is Tyson Construction, Norfolk, Nebraska. Got his bid bond in order. And he has a total base bid of $397,405.58, 397,405.58, And he's also got an October 15, 2017 start date.
I think so.
I know he's done work for you before.
Yeah.
This bid is from Dixon Construction, Correctionville, Iowa. Total base bid of $369,398.00, 369,398.00, and he's got an October 3rd start date of 2017. This bid is from Graves Construction Company out of Spencer, Iowa. He's got it in there. This 5% bid bond is in order. It's a total bid of $514,915.00, 514-915.00, and he has October 2017 as his start date. The final bid I have is from Kia Construction out of Milford. Bid bond in order. And he has a total base bid of $461,704.00, 461704.00, and he has 11/6 of 17 as a start date. That would make Dixon Construction the apparent low bidder. And he is, I think my estimate was 425, so I'm in the middle for once. That's better than medium low.
Has he worked with you before?
He is currently, he does quite a bit of Department of Roads construction. He's currently building a bridge for us in Dixon County.
Okay.
That's a federal aid project, but yeah, he's a...
Dixon County?
Dixon Construction. Well, he's building in Dixon County, Nebraska, northwest of Martinsburg right now.
Right.
So out of these five companies, how many that worked for us before? Anybody knows?
Maybe Fred can answer that. Do you know of any of these other companies besides, obviously, is that Goebbels?
Pat Goebbels is with Tyson.
Yeah.
I was the one from Norfolk, right?
He's the one from Norfolk.
Christensen's and, of course, Dixon Contractors. The ones from Lincoln and Milford, I haven't heard of
the Dixon Construction, though, you've dealt with them before? Out of Correctionville?
Yes.
I think they've done some of your federal aid project work, if I remember right. It was either Dixon or...
They've done work for...
Was you pleased?
Yes.
I bought the more economical, North Platte, Nebraska, 439, company for that, or good for
the,
anybody?
The only one that I am not overly familiar with is Graves Construction. Like I said, they're all legitimate bridge contractors, and I Graves has been around too. I haven't personally dealt with it. As far as the recommendation, there's no reason to deny Dixon County that I could see. He's a very good contractor.
Okay.
And he is, like I said, he's the apparent low.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd make a recommendation that you award it to the apparent low bidder pending a review of the numbers, because these are unit price bids. If he's got a problem in his math, I have had that be a problem with both of them.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay.
I would move to award the bid to Dixon Construction Company out of Correctionville, Iowa for $369,398.
I put pending your review.
Pending the review of his numbers by J.E.O.
Okay.
I'd second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill for Dixon Construction and a second by Marty on the bridge construction out there, Hubbard, southwest of Dakota County. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. I'll leave the bids with the clerk. If you can either scan them and forward them to Fred, I'll give them and get a bid pass for you. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Brian. We're going to go into B. It's plenty of time passed. We got the, we're going to open up for a public hearing for the purpose of the hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, authorization of the taxpayers relating to many of the minority health grant 2504 for the purpose of increasing the budget expenditures by 140 to allow unanticipated grant funding to be expanded. Anyways, Tiffany, will you stand up and give us just kind of a...
Yeah, I'll give you the rundown. So what happened with this is we have a minority health fund, which all you guys are pretty familiar with, and we have to spend $90,000 out of this grant every single year. So when we did the budget last year, that was where we set the mark. Then we had some more funding that came in, and we over-exceeded then the $90,000, and so that's why we need to expand on the budget, because we had another grant source that went into here, and then those expenses on top of the $90,000 that we have to expend for the minority health has now pushed the budget over.
Claire.
So you're increasing it 240 from 91?
Yes.
Okay.
By 140.
Yeah, by 140.
Oh, okay. So the total is 231. Okay, I see.
Yep.
Wow. But that's all covered in grants.
Yeah. The whole grant is for grants. And okay. So just what happened is this, like I said, we have to spend the $90,000. We just had more grant funds that went into that. And so the added expenses that were incurred due to the other grant now caused the budget to go too far over for the budget listing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what this public hearing, it's open. Does anybody support? Anybody want to stand up in support of any... Is there any opposition with this? Is there any criticism? Okay, if not, I'm going to close the public hearing. And we will move on to C, the approval of Resolution 17C-008. Obviously, that is to extend the additional unanticipated grant funds for the amount of the $140,000 for the minority grant fund 2504.
I so move to approve the resolution 17C-004 for appropriate authority to expend additional anticipated grant for the funds in the amount of $140,000 for the minority health grant fund 2504.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony on the resolution 17C-008. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, next on our item here is we're going to go into a closed session with Riverside Technologies, Inc. to present the company's IT analysis findings. So I need a motion.
I move to
close. What's that, Lou?
Can I have a question?
On what?
You want me to come up there?
Okay. What's it on?
Okay, on this closed session. Now, can we have a closed session? Because if he's going to present the company's IT analyst findings, is that his own findings?
Okay, hear me out here. Just one second here. Okay, the motion is to go into closed session to discuss RTI's analysis finding regarding the county's internet security and technology system. The closed session is to protect the county's sensitive IT information. That's the reason why we're going into closed session.
Okay, well, that doesn't say that.
So. No, not there, it does not, but on my... Yep, thank you. So, anyways, we're going to go into closed session. I want to make one more announcement real quick. We are going to go into closed session to discuss the RTI analysis.
Need a motion.
And I need a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
So moved. We got a motion by Bill. Second by Tony. Okay, so everybody, I would ask you to leave the room, and then we'll open up the door and welcome everybody back. So, yeah, we're going into closed session. Oh, we need a vote. I'm sorry.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, one more time, we're going to go into closed session to discuss the analysis findings regarding the county's internet security. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Okay, got a motion by Tony?
I second it.
Second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to E here. Approve a managed service agreement with Riverside Technologies, Inc., RTI. We just got fed a bunch of information. I think that we know what the contract reads. We know what their services are. We know what their game plan is. They've been in here. They've looked at some things. So I think we're on the right track. Anybody have any things they want to add to that? Anyone?
No, sir.
Okay, so we just need, if we want to move forward with RTI, we just need somebody to make a motion to approve the service agreement that we have in hand.
I would move to approve the managed services agreement with RTI.
Okay, Bill is going to make a motion with RTI.
Second.
Second by Tony Gomez. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, thank you guys, and then we're going to move on to F. Noel and Sophie Vargas requesting approval for rodeo events to be held in 2017 at the Old Crystal Lake area, Section 36, Township 29, and Range E8E. I don't know what all that means. I've never seen that before, but let's... Huh? So, what do we after today, folks?
Sophie and Noel Vargas, we are here to request the dates. We were here 2 weeks, was it a month ago? And we were missing paperwork, so right now we have all the paperwork necessary.
Okay, I remember the last time you guys left here was a couple, probably three meetings ago. You were going to get on the state standpoint and get all the individual dates, correct?
Yes.
Because I remember Joan made the phone call just to make sure that we were, what's that? So, okay, so do we need to see them then, or what's our next step here?
Yes, you do have to see them, and then you have to sign them.
Okay. So.
And then you needed a registration for the portal, and it's included there.
So they date 7/2, 7/29, 8/19, 7/2, 7/29, 8/19, 9/2, 9/24, and 10/7 are the dates.
Yes.
And this is, these are all of the liquor license form. I assume that's what they are, from the Liquor Commission. And each one of these have the date on there, correct?
Yes.
I just want to see if I'm familiar with that.
Yep, go ahead. You can look them over. I mean, it looks...
Same thing.
Same thing that you went through?
Yeah.
Hang on here. Just 1 second here, Lou. I'll get you. I know you're going to want to...
And again, you're going to have security with our...
Yes, Sheriff's. The Clark County, yes.
Okay. Yeah, everything's in order.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 events.
Is this the form 109?
Oh, it's right here. 109. Sorry, you can give me that back. I'll take it back.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
And times again, you quit it. 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
The times are what? From noon to?
From 2 to 11.
2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes.
Are these all Sundays?
No, there's some Saturdays. This is all Sundays.
The Sundays?
Are they all Sundays?
No, I'm sorry. 7-2
is a Saturday. Sunday.
And Sundays.
Mm-hmm. 8-9.
29 is a Saturday. 7-29 is Saturday. Sunday. And then October 7th is a Saturday. Three Sundays. No, two Sundays.
Two Sundays and three Saturdays. Four Saturdays.
Four Saturdays, yeah.
I went to the events they had last year. I mean, they, seems to me they know what they're doing. They take too much to learn the thing that I was doing because I had pretty good luck as far as having any big fights or anything like that, so that they really did good. Matter of fact, like it said before, you know, they have a lot of security more than I did myself. So with that, I would like to make a motion to accept that.
Do you want Lou to talk first, or
do you want to talk to first, Lou? No?
Whatever your procedure is there, maybe...
Get a motion in a second. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get a motion in a second. Then she can
do it. Those days.
Okay. We got a motion by Tony for these days and for the chair to sign, and we got a second by Bill. Is that correct? Okay. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the dates for Sophie Vargas?
Do I get to question it before you vote?
Okay. Go ahead.
Who seconded it?
Bill.
Bill.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now here's the deal. I talked to Sophie a little bit, and she said that last year that she brought the forms in and that she gave the forms to the county clerk, and the commissioners got to see it, and then you sent them on to the liquor commission.
What forms?
Last year.
What forms?
In 2016 applications, right?
No.
What forms would we see? I mean,
those forms right there that you see in the map.
No.
Don't you have a map? Well, that's what Sophie just told me a little bit ago.
The 10 years or 12 years that I was doing Louis Franco, you deal strictly with the liquor commission.
Year,
no,
right,
this is something new.
I brought those forms and then you guys approved
these?
The agenda, whatever.
Because
we need an approval from you.
Well, what we did in the past, let me clarify this for both of you. What we did in the past, all those forms we used to fill up with the Liquor Commission in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we send them back to them with that letter from the Sheriff's Department and a letter for the Board of Commissioners so that the Board of Entities approve those dates for the rodeo events. And then it's up to the Liquor Commission to approve it. And now this year is different. The Board needs to approve the forms and
sign off on it. But I've never seen those forms. As a chair last year,
before,
I never seen them. I don't think Bill's ever seen them. Tony's never seen them.
No.
A little bit different.
That's okay,
different.
But you brought them here to be approved, right?
There's no.
That's different.
No.
We just approved the dates is all we approved last year. There was no forms last year that we seen. That's the reason why 3 or 4 meetings ago when Joan stepped out and got on the telephone, because it's changed this year. So on those... each one of those individuals, the chair or the commissioners have to sign off on them just to show that they approve those dates for the liquor license. So it's new, but last year we did not have those forms. Absolutely not.
Okay.
We just approved the dates.
Just approved the dates.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, the reason I'm here, from the information that I have, that area, which is the legal description in the minutes that you have, is the legal description to Crystal Lake Park. See, now to me, that's a park. And it, and according to the information here that I have, it's to be open to the public. So how did that change? Because I don't think that, because see, last year, well, I printed this off from the city in their city ordinance, April 9th, 2017, and it says that it's Crystal Lake Park, that it's a park, that it's, and I have a problem with it being stated in all of the meeting minutes that it's either that legal description or it's Old Crystal Lake area. That is not an Old Crystal Lake area. That is Crystal Lake Park. And that's what the city has it down as a Crystal Lake Park. And the intent of a park is, and also with the grant money that was received, to dredge that lake, and which involved the park, the intent is for public use area of Crystal Lake and landscaping of the public domain shoreline. Okay, so, and then here on the map for the Board of Educational Lands and Funds, yeah, it has predominant land use. It has recreational lake, which would be the water, and then it has park, which is the land. So I believe that that park should not be closed for a retail business.
You know, with that, I argue with the Board of Land Trust, and they said we can legally do it. They told me that we can do that. So that's why, actually, I had a person that come to me, why did you lock the place? I said, well, yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, no, just a minute. Who did you ask?
The personnel that we lease the land for.
Oh, the Board of Educational Lands and Funds. Okay. It's not their land. They only designate it. It does, this land.
We pay the money for that.
I know you did.
So who owns the park? The state?
The state of Nebraska owns the park. It is a state park. It's not a city park. And it's not a county park. When the county took care of it, they took care of it for the state. And they took care of it. The county took care of it until 2003, and then that's when you took it over for the rodeos.
Right.
Okay, but it was still a park that, to me, in my opinion, the Crystal Lake Park should never have been closed for private use. It does not belong to a private use. It belongs to the state of Nebraska for public use. The people.
Well, let me
but
tell
if
you
there's
the
a lease, I mean, you can do, if they approved it, there's a lease saying, yes, you're authorized to.
You just got to be grateful that somebody's doing something with it. Because
but that's not the point. There is a lease. But I believe that the Board of Educational Lands and Funds do not have the right to do that. Because it is a park. They cannot regulate a park, no matter what. All they are caregivers and caretakers of that area that belongs to the state.
We can't tell them what to do, how they
take that up with the Board of Education.
Exactly. What I mean.
But let me left one point about that, what you said, to have the park open. When I took it over, and the deputies, some of them know, I don't know if Chris was here then, I don't think so, but the deputies know back then, there was a landfill. There was not a park. They took me weeks to clean up the place. This, you leave that place open, they will full of garbage in less than a year. Full of garbage. So who's going to monitor that piece of land when it says at the gate, there's not garbage to be thrown in this place? That was. Looks better now than it looks 10 years ago, because there was a landfill. That's what it was. 22 loads of garbage that I took, 147 tires, toilets.
So you want to deal with that and the smell and all?
I mean,
that?
That's you know, I'm not saying that this you know, it's just a matter that I think the places look better now. You can tell Noel and Sophia to leave it open. I had no problem to leave it open. I mean, I didn't.
All right, listen. This is what I'm going to do. I don't mean to interrupt anybody, but thanks for your opinion, Lou. Let's call roll on this.
Perfect.
One thing before that. We've got an alternate date. We need to add that
address
to the motion.
Yeah, that should be.
That's the only one I've seen was that alternate of July 1st as an alternate date for the July 2nd. I don't see any.
I can't do that in my mind.
I don't see. Is that a weather thing?
Yeah,
that's right. That'll allow you to put an alternate date.
Okay,
let's call roll then. We got that with the alternate date from the 1st or the 2nd of July, maybe possibly to the 1st. Call roll, June, please. Thank you.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to approve chair to sign an intergovernmental agreement amendment between the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality and Dakota County regarding the stormwater plan program. The amount of the 2016 SWMP program grant funds awarded shall be increased by $3,251 from $3,654 for a total of $6,907. Any questions, concerns? Anybody has it in the packet? They've seen it.
Yep.
Anything we need to address on that, Kim or Joan? Normal formality. I'll make a motion for the chair to sign the amendment between the Department of Quality and Environmental People. That's my motion.
Second
by Tony Lee. Call roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
We got approval of referee. The agreement, okay, we're back to the tax evaluation again here, okay? So a coordinator for tax evaluation to hear the protest filings for 2017 tax year. So it's kind of the same formality we did last year, and they're starting to dwindle in, I guess. Over the last few days, I know everybody's starting to get their tax statements in the mail, so.
The one thing, Scott, I think we approved $80 an hour, and I think this is $120.
It is?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We increased that, right?
Yeah, we approved $80 in our last year.
And they did charge us $125 last year.
They did. Yeah.
Or they did?
Yeah.
See, we thought it was $80, didn't we?
Yeah. We didn't know, we guessed.
That's the only, yeah. You weren't here, but we didn't talk about $80 at our last meeting. So
they charged us $125. I have David looking the rest of the city.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're going to charge us the same thing they charged us last year. Oh. But the good thing is, last year we had, and I don't know what this year is going to bring, to be honest with you. I know there's going to be some commercial involved.
He thought that there would be in the neighborhood of 600 based on the mathematic formula they have.
And last year we had 900 and some change, almost at 1,000. So
should be a little less time.
Hope.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them that the people are coming in that were either lowered or never changed from last year. So.
And the referee is going to be the same guys we had last
year. Yeah, same people. So. I don't think we have any choice but to hire them. Like I said, I know last year we went through this and we wanted to, you know, we were wanting to do it ourselves, but I don't think any of us have any type of knowledge and know-how of.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but then again, remember on the flip side of it, we got to go through each and every one of them individually, you know, as a board. So, anyways, what's everybody want to do here?
I would move to approve the agreement with the referee coordinators for the tax year 2017.
Okay, we've got a motion by Bill
and
a second by Kevin to bring in the tax evaluation to hear the protest filings for this 2017 year. We call roll. Please, Joan.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. One quick thing. After our last meeting, I called Leon and Jessen after the meeting to visit with him a little bit about his recommendation. I think he's got a valid point. I do think farmland values should be going down. I thought the he's been saying every year, you know, another year they're going to start going down. Well, they went down 30% from the high to where they are today. We should be seeing a decrease. I'm afraid we're going to be flooded with those. We should.
We should.
Well, yeah. You know, it should be going down double-digit figures every year from last year on, I believe.
It's pretty tough once they start collecting that money to go in reversal.
I know. It is. I know it's going to hurt us here, but, you know, it's reality. So.
It's what's right is right.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, couldn't agree more.
I did talk to him. We have until July 26th to make that referral to the state, and I think it's something we need to look at. So, but that's for another day.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good comment, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, discussion on regarding the bulk mail savings by combining mail with all the offices at the courthouse. I know I ran across Barb at the post office next. She's the postmaster next door, and she said she wanted to sit down and talk to Joan or I, and I know I set Joan up with her, and she came over here and give some notes. And what we can do is, Joan probably can explain it better than I can, but I'm looking at her notes, is the first class permit, instead of being at 49 cents, if it's a metered discount and you run the same time of 500 plus, we can get it for 46.4, is that correct?
Our meter is 46. Meter savings, if we run 500 plus, it's 45.3. Yeah. Up to 3.5 ounces, which is your 49-cent envelope, your 70-cent envelope, and your $1.12. envelope. And we did have assessors send out the values, and we called all the department heads, and everybody brought their mail down and ran it at that savings. So
good.
Got the paperwork filled out,
and everybody's pretty much on board with it. I know that, you know, it was nice that when I ran across her, she just said, hey, you know, well, there's a way that you guys can save some money on your mailing. So it all adds up.
Absolutely.
Cotton dry.
Good. Yep.
Let's do it.
Okay, then we're going to move on to G, unless anybody has anything else to talk about the mail. If not, we're going to approval of the changes to the county employee handbook as recommended by the handbook committee regarding some clarification, emergency closing verbiage, and changing shall to may in the holidays recognized section. So, I wasn't at the last one. I don't know if Kim or Joan wants to.
I think it's pretty. Are the unions on board with the language changes?
Not yet. We got to set another date yet for them.
They all got that in their package.
Yeah. I had it somewhere at one time.
You got it in your hand.
Do you want to approve this today, or do you want to wait until you get it worked out with the unions?
This is totally separate.
Okay. But it's nice to have them on board.
Well, it would be, but regardless, everything is verbiage a little bit different from the non-bargaining. We'll work on them, I guess, hopefully. Okay. We'll see what happens, all right? So, anyways, as you can see, the closing verbiage and then also the shell to May. In the holidays, and it's pretty simple. The following days may or shall be recognized as paid holidays observed on the dates established by the employer, and then the dates the holidays are given.
And then this one was just.
Oh yeah, and this one here was the other with the. The section of the employee shall be compensated with a maximum of 16. Hours per calendar year if the courthouse is closed, its doors in case of an emergency situation. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a snowstorm, you know, if it was a tornadic situation or a wind, whatever the case may be. If the courthouse is closed, they got up to 16 hours per calendar year. I think at one time we just had for winter only, for snowstorms, so et cetera.
It wasn't clarified at all.
Yeah, it wasn't clarified.
16 hours from wind to wind.
Yeah, right. So we just got the verbiage. So, anyways, we just need approval for the changes, which, like I said, two simple changes. Just made some verbiage change. I'll make the motion to change it.
You made that motion.
No. I'll make a motion to change the verbiage in the two areas in the county handbook.
Second
by Bill. Motion by myself, second by Bill. Call roll, please.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
No.
Marty.
Bill.
No.
Yes.
Well, what kind of team player are you?
I don't.
Wow.
I don't like Kevin.
Wow. Wow.
I think we should have a set number that we will recognize. Just as good employers, but well, I understand.
Yep. Okay. Commissioner committee reports.
We had a safety meeting today. We did approve a kind of a blueprint for an active shooter response team thing, what to do in the courthouse. And every office is held a little different. But we did approve a little blueprint today of what to do if that does happen. So that is in place now. And I think each individual office will go through their own little situation on how to respond. And other than that, I think we went over our workman's comp claims and how to prevent those and go on from there. Tony was there.
That was very, very neat information.
Yeah.
I hope we never need to do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. I know I don't have any right now. I'll have some here coming up the next time around. Any other committee reports? If not, mail emergency business. If not, public comment. Anybody from the public would like to say anything?
I'd like to ask a quick question.
Okay, you want to state your name for the record, please?
Yeah, Ron.
Even though we know who you are, but
Ron,
people listening don't.
Are you guys thinking about closing the courthouse on Friday?
That is just, we're just looking at the budget, Ronnie, is what we're doing. We're just trying to figure a few things out. And that we don't think that possibly can happen. No. Yeah. I mean, there's been so much talked about different things of how we can cut, you know, monies if it's shutting down for a day or if it's cutting departments or what, you know, to some, you know, 38 hours a week versus, you know, 40 or 36, or we're just kicking a lot of different ideas around, but I don't foresee how any way between the court systems, the DMV, and all the above, you know, each fees hand in hand, that we're going to be able to shut down for a day. So hopefully that answers your question. Yep. Okay, well, listen, we're going to all meet. I think Don left. If there's no more public comment, we will adjourn, and our next regular meeting is for the commissioners will be on June 19th. Easy enough?
Thank you.
Sure. Yep. Okay, Cherie. As I'm still young.